Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Joe, we're heading out to Detroit, and we are going to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, and we are ready to go. And practice today, Miami Dolphins. First of two joint practices with the Lions and Dan Campbell getting after it. Big Bo joins us this morning from Detroit, getting ready. He and Goldie. Bo, of course, color analyst for the Fins on CBS. Gold doing the play-by-play. Two of my buds. Bo, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Good. We just drove by 8 Mile. You had Eminem on there.
Yeah.
Like I know Eminem songs, you know. But so Goldie schooled me on when we drove by 8 Mile driving into Detroit. So
Goldie's
you
cool.
Know, I got to say, Joe, I'm surprised you have me on your show now that you jumped up to the FM dial. Now you're big time in it for me, so I thought you'd dump me when you got to the big time.
Hey, you know what's so funny, Bo, is I just was so tired of lying for 35 years about, what are you talking about? AM on 560, we get a lot of Broward and Dade. We don't get, and now we got this monster from Key West up to Jupiter. No, man, you're good to go, Bo. You know I'm not going to change at this point. I'm way too old. Hey, Bo, I got to ask you, man. So Grant Stewart, Lions linebacker, comes out and says, doesn't think the Miami Dolphins are ready for the Lions brand of football and how we practice. And then he said, I was with Tampa Bay and we saw it firsthand, and I don't know if they're ready. I think it's great for the Dolphins, and the fact that Mike knew all this, he knows how Dan Campbell is, and said, I want two practices with you. What's your take?
Well, I think there's some, you know, so I go back last year when the Dolphins brought in Jordan Poyer, right? And the first time he met the media, he said, hey, we knew how to beat this team. We knew when we got them down, they were going to fold.
Right.
And I think through last year, I think even Mike realized that, hey, he's got to toughen up his team a little bit.
Yes.
You know? And so I think, you know, we had him in the first production meeting, you know, and he said some things that kind of, you know, intimated that he's turned direction. And, you know, I think Joe, you've been to enough of the practices down in South Florida as I have. I think we've both seen a little bit of a different attitude with the practice schedule. I think a little more tempo, you know, a little more enthusiasm, a little more, you know, a little toughness coming out, and Mike's going around to all the different units and stoking them up and everything. And I think there was a, an edict this year. So first thing he did, you're talking production meeting. He said first, as soon as they saw they had Bears on the preseason schedule, he called Ben Johnson to set up a joint practice. Now Benji's came from Detroit and from Dan Campbell's staff. It's, he's bringing in the toughness. And so I think, and then I think with the Detroit Lions, I think that's it really is something that Mike did on purpose.
Yeah.
To toughen up his team. And I think, I really thought during the game that, especially on the defensive side, for the first preseason game, I think I may have saw one missed tackle there. You know what I mean? They tackled well, and they did some of the, and I think they were physical up in the line, certainly on defense, and they're trying to do it on offense now. I think the offense is going to take a little bit more time, especially on that line, just because they got so many new guys in there. But I think Mike knows it. I think Mike knows the narrative, and I hope these guys, I'm sure all these guys have heard this guy from Grant Stewart or whatever his name is. I don't even know. I'm not even going to give the guy any, but look, he threw an arrow in there, and I think all those guys have heard it. And I'm interested to see today what the intensity level is. I was talking to Goldie. I've been in the car with Goldie now for about 12 hours over the last 2 days.
Yeah.
So we had a lot of conversation, and I went old. I'm gonna go old school. I said, if I was someone on that team on the first snap of the first joint practice, I wouldn't even run my route. I wouldn't do anything. I would just go and clock Grant Stewart in the helmet, and just say, well, let's see how tough you are,
That's how it would have been, though. You're right.
Set a really tempo,
Yeah. So anyway, but the problem is that's out there, and it's all tied to what has been the image of this team. And until they do something about it in a game, and Bo, I think it starts with that front seven, because those young kids played pretty well the other day. Those young kids, those three draft picks, along with all those guys, I thought they played pretty well in that game. I mean, they flushed out the pocket and had him run around. They made some, Chicago made some plays, but I love the way the front seven played. What did you think of their play?
Yeah, no, I thought Kenneth Grant played really well. Jalen Phillips or Jordan Phillips played really well, and Zeke Biggers played really well. So you talk about those three guys. So I remember draft night, and I'm looking at those guys once they drafted Biggers, and I go, they just drafted 1,000 pounds of defensive linemen in that one draft, and they play big, and they play physical, and I think especially Grant. You saw why they drafted him, and you saw he was pushing the pocket and splitting double teams and all that. And so I think that front seven, even without those guys, was pretty formative. With the Dotson and the linebackers and look, to me, the strength of this football team is going to be that front seven throughout the course of the season.
Yep.
The secondary is in flux, and so that's going to be it. But offensively, I'm pretty good with the offense. And Savaya Nye is going to take a little time. I think you saw it there, his first chance to get into a game type situation. He was lost a little time, but that's going to take a little time for him to get together, because first of all, he's changed from a right tackle to a left guard. That in itself is a tough move. And then coming to the NFL, but I think that's going to shape up. And I'm pretty, I guess with the offense, a little concerned at the tight end position right now. Waller's not participating yet. But other than that, I think that offense, when Tyreek, and it looks like Tyreek and Waddle may get a little work this week, when that offense is whole, if Tua stays hurt, I think it's going to be a pretty good offense. But again, going back to it, they're going to have to convince people that they're not that soft football team. Yeah. They've got to be a physical guy. And like you said, the big steps when they drafted those three big guys in the middle in defense, that was a big step towards getting there.
Hey, Bo, so I'm trying to get a read on this cornerback thing, and I know they're going to play a lot of zone, and Anthony Weaver's talked about, hey, it's going to start with the pressure, but at some point, you got to cover. There's a reason they do one-on-one drills every day. Storm Ducks getting one of those positions. Ethan Bonner, Jack Jones, Kendall Sheffield, they're probably all, they're going to be your four guys, but who do you think starts? What two on the outside would you think would start? Who would play next to Storm Duck?
Well, you would think it would be Storm Duck and Jack Jones, right? You would think.
The most talented guys, Jack Jones, yes.
Yeah, but you know, initially you thought like Ethan Bonner was going to be more of a guy that would be an inside-outside guy, but they're playing him a lot on the boundary. And then he played pretty well in the game, tipped the ball and turned it in, and they turned it into an interception. I don't know that he's going to, I don't know when the dust settles after this preseason that he's going to be the guy. And Joe, I think you and I both believe there may be two guys out there that are going to be on this team that aren't on this team right now. At the end of this session, but that's a concern because there were times, Joe.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In that game, that you got some of those guys, when you went into the second round and the third round of players there, guys were turned around, had their backs turned against the quarterback, and the receiver just running wild, and it gets a little chaotic when you get past the first four they've got right now, and you're not even talking about a nickel and dime package yet,
Yeah, the zone, if that was a zone coverage, it was too many big holes in that zone coverage. I'm with you. Hey, Bo, I think you're like me. We are doing the games right next to each other, and I try not to look over to you because I got a bad habit of when I see something, I want to frown or say something through the window to you. But I want to keep running the ball, man. I came back in reaction, we can't run the ball in short yard. We go 15 play. I go, that's how you get better, man. That's the only time we go live. We don't go live like we used to in practice. And I had to bring that up. We used to go live every day on a goal line and short yardage. Yeah. And Bo, that's all you get for that, man. So you got to do it. I was glad they did it we're going to do it again. Here it comes.
Well, so that's the other thing too. Again, trying to get that toughness going. They didn't throw, once they got down by the goal line within the 5 yard line or, in that short yardage goal line, they never threw a ball in the end zone. They didn't throw one
pass
in the end zone. And this Mike said, "Hey, we're gonna work this thing until we get it right." And even on the post game press conference, Savai and I gets up. I tell you what, he's an impressive guy from a standpoint of the maturity and the way he speaks about what he's doing. And he wants to get better every time. I want to see the film. I got to get my pad level down. And that's what Mike talked about after the game, pad level. when you get in that short yardage situation. So there's certainly an emphasis on making that, getting that tough short. Now, you know, when you lose Alexander Mattison, that was a tough blow for this, for him.
But great for play the football too,
because they were expecting him. He played really well. They're expecting him to be, but you know, now you get Ollie Gordon steps in. He looked pretty good in that situation. So, but they're going to have to figure it out. They're going to have to, you know, they can't get down there and run four downs and get stuffed every time. And so I think they're until they get that done and figure out how to do it up in that front line. I think you're going to see a lot of that during this preseason.
Yep. You know, hope so. I want it. Yes.
Getting that goal line situation and you don't ever see a pass thrown this entire preseason.
I'd have no problem with that. I said it, let's just keep running it. It's not going to be about a W or L anyway. It's a preseason game. Yeah. By the way, I know one thing you're happy about, because you've been talking about it more than anybody. Craig Aukerman, the new special teams coordinator. Yeah. That was one of the best frigging games, from guys running down, making tackles, the blocking on the returns, the kicking. I mean, we got to save that. If that was the greatest teaser for a first preseason game I can remember, Bo.
Yeah, there was. Certainly you got the new rule, the new kickoff rule, which now you got to cover. You know, last year was like, hey, you know, these guys aren't going to, no one's going to bring it out. And now you know, with that 35, starting at the 35 yard line, if it goes in the end zone, you don't pick. You know, these guys are all bringing it out. And you notice the kickers are kicking. They're not kicking it into the end zone. No. So, and I thought I saw it in the joint practices, the joint practice with the Bears. And then I was watching the kicks, and then he carried it right over into the game. And I said, they covered well on the kicks, and they ran the kicks out pretty well. So yeah, I'm pretty impressed with that. I think there's not many people talking about that move, but you know Danny Crossman, good guy. but I thought over the last couple of years, I think those special teams cost this team at least two or three games.
Yeah.
And so this guy Aukerman now, I think we're going to talk to him tomorrow in the production meeting on Friday. But he's, from what I've heard from people, he's a no-nonsense guy, and he's, he's in that Mike Westhoff kind of a mode. You know,
hey, I'm going to put you on the spot for just 1 second. So the outside linebacker position is loaded. The outside pass rushers, one guy I don't think is one of the best pass rushers, but Cameron Good made one of the great plays on special teams. I think you got to keep him. I think special teams coach stands up and goes, oh, no. I know he's not one of your top four pass rushers on the outside. Cameron Good needs to be. I think he's on this team. What play like that was one of the best plays I've seen in a long time. Do you keep that guy and find a spot, or is he going to lose out because everybody else is better?
Joe, and you see this, I think, across the NFL. And certainly, when we were playing, you know, we'd have Steve Schull or Steve Potter, you know, guys that you probably knew weren't going to play in the starting 11, but they were there. Made all the plays on special teams. And a lot of teams have. And I think you find two of those guys, and Aukerman's going to stand up in that meeting and pound his fist and say, I need these two guys. You know, you find a way to keep them. Everyone seems to discount the special teams. Oh, no. But look, it's like I said, over the last couple of years, the special teams have really, really hurt this football team. And now I think with Aukerman and what I've seen so far, look, it's just the first preseason game. But I think that special teams unit could be a big asset for this team, because they do have some of those guys that are battling for spots that would be some really good special teams guys. So yeah, I think they'll keep one or two guys like that. That's going to enhance that.
I'll tell you one thing before I let you go. It sure is nice to start your drive on the 40-yard line or 45-yard line, and we did that a few times. That was great. Bo, thank you so much, man. Appreciate it. Thanks for coming on.
All right, Joe. I'll see you when you get up here.
All right. Kim Bocamper joining us here this morning. Of course, again, he'll be part of the call along with Steve Goldstein on CBS 1 o'clock on Saturday.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Are you ready to dive into the story, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.